There could be a delay in the opening of the Red Oak City Pool. KCSI KOAK Radio spoke with Red Oak Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter following the Tuesday, May 19th meeting of the Red Oak City Council. They tell us more about that.
So we are
unfortunate.
Yeah.
We are absolutely trying our best to get that pool open, but we did announce last night that there is a very strong possibility that it will not be opening when it was intended to be, which was May 29th, a week from Friday. There is some sort of a leak going on. We have spent the last 6 or 7 weeks, everything that we know how, and when I say we, that's also consulting with people in the industry, you know, to find a leak on such a massive vessel. We don't believe it's in the vessel. You know, we've done a lot of what they call dye testing. So you put dye in it and see if it sucks to a certain area where you can tell that that's where the drain is happening. If you kind of think about what your tub, bathtub is like, if you put dye, it would suck towards the drain. There was no action there. We do what's called pressure testing so that you see if there's pressure that stays within pipes so that you also, again, know that there's leak. We retained pressure in all those. We've replaced 12 valves out there, and it is just a stumper. I was able to get a hold of Gino Riccio. He's the gentleman who owned the company that did the most recent construction out there. He kind of, you know how you can see when people read your text messages, and he read it, and then he didn't respond, and I was like, what is happening?
Because it's Cotter. No, I'm not answering.
Exactly. She's a long ways away. He's from Chicago. Well, I know him because of my past community in Cascade that he had also built our pool there. So I was like, Gino, come on, man. I need you. So he answered his phone. He's 70 years old, said he was retired. I'm super thankful that he was able to get me in contact with one of his guys that had been here and built the pool, who works for another person now. So our guys were able to talk to him yesterday. Again, proving that we have a great team. Every single thing that the guy says he would be doing if he was here is what we've been doing. So last weekend, before all the storms, we had decided to fill it up again. It's obviously a lot of water, but we had to fill it. And what's happening is we're losing a serious amount of water as soon as we fill it. Like, it goes down 3 or 4 inches in a very short amount of time.
It seems like you would be able to identify that.
Yeah, it's just a mystery.
But your pressure testing is coming out positive.
Yes.
You're dye testing, you can't tell where it's going.
No. It's just a lot of like mazes of things. And so you can't get to every pipe. There's some that are just so deep into the pool.
Yeah.
So what we are now doing is allowing it. It's slowing down. So, you know, once you get to a point of level and it stops decreasing, then you know that your problem is above that level. And so we're hoping that we can do that. But I did text Georgiana as our pool manager that we're going to talk sometime this morning. So for those of you that are pool lovers and plan to come to the pool, it is likely that it will not open next Friday and that we are doing our best. I will have a post out on Facebook so that people know there are a few people that have already come to purchase their pool passes. So we are absolutely doing everything that we can to fix it, but we can't open it with massive amounts of water coming out. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Red Oak Mayor Tim Fridoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter for their time and that information. Stay tuned to KCSI KOAK Radio. We'll keep you updated when there is an opening date for the Red Oak City Pool.